Don't you wish your khaki shorts were legitimately comfortable instead of stiff cotton? Try Bird Dogs. Bird Dogs stretch khaki shorts look like khaki shorts, but feel like gym shorts. They have it all. Anti-stink, sweat-wicking fabric, a super comfortable built-in liner, and zipper pockets to keep everything secure. It's time to swap your old-school khakis for Bird Dogs. Go to birddogs.com/MLB and enter promo code BASEBALL for a free baseball hat with your order. That's birddogs.com/MLB, promo code BASEBALL for a free hat. You won't want to take your Bird Dogs off, we promise you.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm happy to be here. I get started every single weeknight here on CBS Sports Radio, starting at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. So you can consider this halftime of the show. And if you missed a minute or a second, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Go ahead, do it. Shoutouts to everybody listening on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. We got hundreds of them all across North America, everywhere. Thank you to everybody tuning in on SiriusXM channel 158 and everybody locked in on a smart speaker. So whether you're cleaning up the bar, what's up, folks? Whether you're patrolling the highways, what's up to you? Maybe you're Uber, maybe you're Lyft, maybe you got a passenger in the back, maybe you're delivering food, maybe you're in a truck, maybe you're holding it down. If you're holding it down, much love to you. Maybe you're just studying. Maybe you're doing something you ain't got no business doing. Thank you for listening. Stay out of trouble. Look, we've had a busy night so far. We talked about Victor Wembanyama, all 7'5" of this dude, just walking through the airport at JFK in New York City. Great marketing by the NBA. I don't know anybody going to see a 7'5" Frenchman just walking down the street, but there's Victor Wembanyama mobbed at the airport. Good for him. We talked about Bradley Beal, the newest Phoenix Sun. Not official yet, but he's on his way. We don't know where Chris Paul is going. He's getting closer to the retirement home, but we don't know where he's going to play. Is it going to be Los Angeles? And we'll figure it out. They may not ship him out to Washington. It's been reported that they're trying to find a third team to potentially move Chris Paul to. And then before the break, we had a caller ask about Draymond Green and the fact that he is declining the player option on his contract to be a full free agent. So we're going to hear from the Golden State Warriors momentarily. Their new general manager, Mike Dunleavy Jr., actually spoke to the media. So, and then we have more to do. You know, there's some updates on Stephon Diggs with the Buffalo Bills. We found out some of the details surrounding Lionel Messi and his contract as he joins Inter Miami. And so it's been a ridiculously busy day, a ridiculously busy night. A matter of fact, not too long ago, a little more than an hour ago, the Marlins, yes, the Marlins of Miami, speaking of Inter Miami, they beat up on the Toronto Blue Jays tonight, the final score 11-0. And why is this a game of note? Luis Arraez, who was traded from the Minnesota Twins over to Miami, he won the batting title last year, kept the batting title away from Aaron Judge. Tonight, Arraez went 5-for-5 at the plate. His batting average is 400. 400 batting average. He's just, if the ball is coming his way, he hitting it, man. I don't know if he's going to hold on to 400. I highly unlikely that he completes the season there. I mean, it's right now, depending on where you live, it could be June 19th, could be June 20th. We got a lot of season to go. At some point in time, this man is going to find himself in a real slump. I don't know about batting 400 the rest of the way. It's not his first 5-for-5 game, but congratulations, Luis Arraez has actually given the fans in Miami something to watch on a baseball diamond. Nothing wrong with that. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We had a caller right before the break. He sounded like he was preparing for a basketball funeral. He was concerned that the Golden State Warriors would let Draymond Green just walk out the building. Draymond Green has said on multiple occasions he wants to end his career with the Golden State Warriors. He doesn't want to go elsewhere. Well, Draymond Green is 33 years old, was never the most athletic dude in the world, certainly got into amazing shape. Defensive player of the year, four-time All-Star, all of this being a second-round pick. He is in and has been in an ideal situation to max out his talent, to compete just with the Golden State Warriors. He's exactly what they need. Not somebody who's going to score or take the ball away. He does everything that you don't want Steph Curry or Klay Thompson doing. He's like the glue to the squad. You could say he's the heartbeat. Steph Curry might be the best player. Draymond Green is important as hell. Especially, hey, how many dudes you know, hey, he got you 8 points, 7 rebounds, and 7 assists. He does a little bit of it all. In a defense, which he sets up, goes a long way. And so if you're worried about Draymond Green declining his $27 million option, I wouldn't be overly concerned. I mean, it was only a few months ago at the conclusion of the season that Steve Kerr made it very clear, put a stake in the ground. If we want to win a championship, another one, we need Draymond Green. Listen to this.
If Draymond's not back, we're not a championship contender. We know that. I mean, he's that important to winning and to who we are. So I absolutely want him back. He's a competitor. He's an incredible defensive player. We can check all those boxes. And he and I have built a really special relationship that has run the gamut. You know, over the years, we've had our share of run-ins, but we've been through so much. We really care about each other and work together well. He knows that he had a great season this year from a basketball perspective, but he knows that he also compromised things by what happened back in October. And so part of him coming back next year has to be about rebuilding some of that trust and respect that he's earned here, you know, for a long period of time.
Yeah, hey, man, in the short, don't punch nobody else in the face, bro. That's it. Draymond Green said it as much at the end of the season on his own podcast. Draymond Green sat around and basically said, I wasn't able to be as vocal this season and really, you know, be a leader on the team, because I punched Jordan Poole in the face, and it hurt us in the long run that I couldn't be as vocal early on when we were falling apart and we never had good chemistry because I punched Jordan Poole in the face. Well, guess what? If the Golden State Warriors want to be competitive enough to get back to a championship, and I know this sounds crazy, folks. This is going to sound nuts. Steph Curry just turned 35 years old. Okay, Steph Curry just turned 35 years old. He has 4 more years on his current deal. You got this upcoming season. You got 3 more after that. Steph Curry ain't going anywhere. But you have to naturally try to think about how he's going to last. I mean, his shooting ain't going anywhere. That will never go anywhere. Is he still going to be able to get over screens with the same vigor? Is he going to hold up physically? He started off his career trying to figure out if he was going to play with those ankles. We know he works his ass off. But just keep in mind, he's 35 years old. Klay Thompson, looking for his big money. He is 33 years old. I just told you about Draymond Green, who's also 33. You want to know who the young dudes are? Jordan Poole, who got punched in the face. He just turned 24. Happy birthday to him. Congratulations. Moses Moody. James Wiseman. Oh, guess what? James Wiseman's not on the team anymore. They traded him. Jonathan Kuminga is 20. Has he advanced the way that they think he would? Do they need to move him? And I think the answer is yes. If the Golden State Warriors still want to be competitive into the future to get back into title contention, you better max out these years that you got Steph Curry. You better bring Draymond Green back, and you better tell Kuminga hit the bricks. If you can get a sucker to take on Jordan Poole, I'd do that too. And so Mike Dunleavy Jr. recently announced on Friday, last week, as the new GM taking over from Bob Myers of the Golden State Warriors, Mike Dunleavy got his work cut out for him. How are you going to move the Warriors back into legit title contention? They won the championship last year. The Nuggets won the championship this year. We don't even know what the hell the summer's going to look like, but we know at minimum that the Phoenix Suns, yeah, they may or may not be healthy. They got Beal, Booker, and Durant. The Warriors got to do something, right? And so Mike Dunleavy Jr. today was asked about Draymond opting out of the $27.5 million for next season, and he made it very clear. We want this guy back.
We really want Draymond back. What he means to this organization, this team, in terms of trying to win at the highest level, we feel like we have to have him. So that's very important.
We got to have him. You heard Steve Kerr with the long-ass version, and you heard Mike Dunleavy with the shorter one. And he didn't even have to mention Draymond Green punching Jordan Poole in the face. The Warriors need to hold on to the guy. I know there were conversations months ago, and, you know, Draymond, well, you can go home, go to Michigan, play for the Pistons. For what? Pistons are trying to build with young dudes going forward. They want Monty Williams out there just trying to build up the young cats that they got into the future. Draymond ain't got no business going out there. He ain't at the end of the line like that yet. And so I know we had a caller. He was concerned. He was worried that the Warriors would let Draymond walk out the door. Draymond Green ain't going anywhere. I'd be surprised if Draymond Green was not a Warrior next season. They're going to move somebody. Is it going to be Kuminga? Are they going to be able to move Jordan Poole? They're going to bring in additional assets and try to max out. Because the Golden State Warriors, they really got, you got one goal here. Steph Curry is 35. At least try to win one more championship while you have him under contract. And understand this, there's not going to be a continuation of the dynasty. The hope was that a Wiseman, a Kuminga, that they would be able to grow and help them win another championship and then ultimately take the reins when these dudes aged out. Wiseman's gone. Kuminga, you're probably going to have to flip him. The same thing might have to be said for Jordan Poole, who just signed his own big old extension last year. That's probably why he got punched in the face. Whenever Steph Curry decides to hang him up, the Warriors are going to be in the toilet. The Chase Center, beautiful new arena in San Francisco. It was helped, built by all of the championship success out in Oakland. That place going to be empty. All them rich folks out in the Bay, all the tech dudes in their suites, The only person that's going to go see him is my main man, Mr. FAB in E40. The rest of that place is going to be, let's just say, sparse. So if you're worried about Draymond being gone, he has said he wants to return. They said they want him back. They're going to figure out a way, and they're going to keep on moving. I can't see Draymond Green going anywhere. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls. And speaking of going anywhere, man, Bob Huggins, he went somewhere. He gone. He decided to quit before he got the boot. I'll explain. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I think I speak for everyone saying that your show is the best, man. At the end of the day, there's nothing like sitting back, listening to you, and just, you know, life is stressful right now, and I think you calm us all down, and it's nice to just listen to what you have to say.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Hey, listen, man, I try to help any way that I can. That's it. Any way that I can. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know, before we went to break, we heard from new general manager of the Golden State Warriors. He made it very clear. We want to bring back Draymond Green. Draymond Green has said that he wants to retire a Warrior. He opted out of the final deal, or will be opting out of the final year of his deal, and he's going to look for a multi-year contract with the Warriors. Now, I think ultimately the Warriors are going to have to trade another one of these young players, whether it be Kuminga or Poole, who they just gave a contract to last year. And that's it. Because you want to max out however many years you got left of Steph Curry, about four after this year, and he's 35 years old. Once that window is done with Steph Curry, yeah, the Golden State Warriors will be back in the toilet. You might as well max out, get Draymond Green on board, try to bring in additional assets by getting rid of these young dudes and just go all out. I don't think there's a succession plan here to try to continue on past, Steph Curry. Now, Draymond Green, yeah, there still are legitimate questions about whether or not he's going to be gone. When I sat here with you on Friday night, I had to tell you about Bob Huggins, which I can now say he is the former head coach of West Virginia basketball, because he resigned on Saturday night. And it was only a couple of weeks ago that he was on a local radio station and he completely lost his mind. I guess he forgot he was on the radio. And, you know, I was going to play it for you, but then I said, why do we need to hear this hateful garbage? He was making just homophobic comments and being disrespectful of Catholic folks, and just, it was just like, does he have mental issues now at this point in time? He's 69 years old, and this past Friday, Bob Huggins, he was charged with driving under the influence. His SUV, it was stopped in the middle of traffic in Pittsburgh, had a busted up tire, the driver's side door was open. Cop came over to try to help him to move and then realized, oh, this man's drunk. He's drunk. And so he took a breathalyzer, and then his BAC was twice the legal limit. And so what did Bob Huggins do? He was already punished from these stupid radio hateful comments that he made a couple of weeks ago. He was suspended already from that, and he decided to quit. Saturday night, instead of waiting to be fired, he just left. He said, I'm out of here. Today, I've submitted a letter to the president and all these important people, letting them know of my resignation and intention to retire as head men's basketball coach at West Virginia University, effective immediately. So long, Bob Huggins. Sayonara. He really has issues. He was inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame last year. He has the third most D1 wins behind Boeheim and Coach K. And ironically, when he was on his way out from the Bearcats, of which he also spent 16 years, Bob Huggins had an alcohol issue there that got him into trouble before he was ultimately, you know, pushed out there as well. So 69 years old, you would hope that he can, you know, get this next stage of his life together, because this is a bad way to go out. Bob Huggins resigning over the weekend, no longer the head coach of West Virginia. 855-212-4CBS. Tony is calling from Massachusetts. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
What up, JR?
How are you?
I'm good, man. So listen, this Warrior thing, man. I don't know how the numbers match up, but I want you to tell me what you think. So they gonna keep Draymond, and I'm wondering if they can flip Poole and Kuminga. Would you think the Wolves will be willing to part ways with Karl Anthony Towns, man? I think he would be a good fit, man.
No, because the Minnesota Timberwolves have their own young guard who plays on an all-star level, who more than likely might be able to move his game into an MVP level. His name is Anthony Edwards. I would not want to be Minnesota sending Jordan Poole out to play with Anthony Edwards so they can want to punch each other in the face. I don't think that works.
No, I'm just thinking about, man, they got two centers, man, and they really don't need them, man. I think if Golden State gets a big man, man, I think they'd be straight.
Well, yeah, that was the hope with James Wiseman, but he did not develop. Some of the Warriors' best years, well, championship years, they were able to have an Andrew Bogut on the team.
And right.
We know that Kevin Durant, when he showed up, even though he isn't a traditional big man, he certainly added some size and some defensive ability to go out there and block some shots every now and then, too. So it's some tough going there, but they're going to have to figure something out.
I thought Kuminga, he showed some signs, and then all of a sudden this year he just, like, disappeared, man. I don't know what happened to him.
Well, it's very difficult when you want him to develop. He's only 20 years old. He's playing behind two Hall of Famers at the guard position. We know who's getting the majority of the minutes. And he may actually go somewhere else and flourish, but for what the Warriors need, the lack of consistency is not going to help out. I mean, even when those two dudes are gone, as you said, he'll go on a stretch, but there'll be other times where he's just non-existent. And so I think a lot of it probably does have to do with his confidence, and he ain't going to get that unless he's really playing somewhere else.
Well, I don't think Golden State's that far away, man. I really think if they can manage to get some size up in there, man, I mean, I'm not worried about the offense, not with Steph Curry. And if Klay Thompson can, like, just get a little bit of Klay Thompson back, I think they'd be fine, man. But I think they got to add some size up there, man.
that goes without saying. I think relying on Kevon Looney is nice, but you want a bigger body out there, more skill. Thank you, Tony. Appreciate you for calling from Massachusetts. 855-212-4CBS. Danny is calling from Arlington Park. You on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, great show. First-time caller. I love the way you and your producer get along.
Wait. You think I get along with Shep?
I got a question for you, history.
No, I said wait. It's not your question. I asked you a question.
Go ahead.
You think I get along with Shep?
I like when you guys talked about the wedding. He's going to maybe have him soon if you're invited or not. Or it's kind of funny.
All right, Danny, hold on a second.
Danny, of course
just hold
he's
on.
Invited.
Don't go anywhere. Hold on a second. Don't go anywhere. Hey, Shep, what is he talking about?
Well, I had alluded to the fact that I had met the person that I want to spend the rest of my life with, and I think I brought that up. So, Danny, I appreciate the shout-out, man. But I you are obviously invited to my wedding. And as far as I'm concerned, I get along very well with you. We may disagree at some times. I learn from you every night. I love working with you. That's how I feel.
Yeah, I get along with you great. I love you, man.
Likewise, well, man.
What did he say about, he said something about a wedding, what?
Oh, no, no. What I said, it might have been last week or the week prior, was that I have met the person that I do want to spend the rest of my life with.
Right, and I remember that part.
And when I do have a wedding, you will certainly be invited. That's all.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
But well, you may be traveling the world because that's what you do when you're not hosting, so.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
You want to invite Danny? No, right? We don't know him.
Well, Danny, you know what? Keep calling the show, and you never know. I like where you're going with the first one.
Answer's no. Let me bring Danny back. Hold on. Hey, Danny, when's the last time you've been to a wedding?
Long time, probably 15 years.
Oh, my God. You didn't take a gift?
Of course I did.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm not inviting you. It's not my wedding, and it's not even one that exists. But you're not invited to Shep's wedding. What else you got?
JR, who was drafted 39 years ago today?
I don't know, man. What the hell I look like?
Best
What's
NBA
today?
Basketball player ever.
What happened, Danny?
Michael Jordan was drafted from North Carolina in the draft 39 years ago today.
Oh, great. Well, I mean, today is subjective. Is it East Coast today? Is it Midwest? You know, what do I know?
Be safe. One more question, JR. Are the Bears going to Arlington or are they bluffing?
You tell me. What happened? They ran out of they didn't get the land, right?
No, they got it. They already started demolition it, but who knows? They might flip it and go to Naperville. You never know.
No, something happened 2 weeks ago where they said that they weren't going to – they had to think about it.
They're looking around the neighborhood, but I think it's just a poker game. They want to lower their taxes for our community.
I think it is – As someone who loves Chicago, loves to visit Chicago, I think it is it sucks. It should stay right over there on the lake, man. No?
You ever been to Arlington Park?
Nah, I'm not going up there. Why would I?
No, and it's been there since 1927. I thought maybe you'd visit there in the 80s or 90s.
No, whoa, no, man. I was a kid. I'm not going up there. Not then. No. But why that's, I think when they start moving these stadiums, and thank you, Danny, for calling from Arlington
thank
Park.
You.
No problem. You're gonna send me on a my own personal rant here. I hate opening up stadiums and these and arenas. Put these things in the middle of the city. I can understand if you don't have the space, and I know they renovated Soldier Field just not too long ago. They made it look like a stupid spaceship on the outside. And I know it costs money, and I know you get tax breaks from surrounding counties. I understand all of that. But nobody wants to drive out to these places. Like, I love Dallas, Texas. You know what I don't like doing? I don't like being in Dallas and then having to make a drive out to AT&T Stadium. I hate it. You know, I love Houston. And, you know, they got that train that will go from downtown out to NRG. And thank God I haven't had to see the Texans lately. Sorry. But the fact is, I don't like going out there. You know what I like? I like when the baseball stadium, the arena, and a football stadium are in, like, walking train distance in a downtown area. That's the best. None of this drive out of town. If I'm coming to Chicago, I don't want to stay out near Arlington Park. I want to stay out in the loop. You know, I want to be able, if I feel like it, to walk or train over to the lake. Man, I got no time for this. I sound cranky because I am. I ain't going to no Bears game if they move it, but who cares? I'm one guy. Nobody cares. Hey, Shub, do you care? Nobody cares, right?
I agree. Nobody cares.
Yeah, nobody cares. Anyway, I care. Stupid stadiums moving these things all over the place. Hey, look, the Braves used to be right around the corner from me. And now they're still close. I drive, but anyway. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. Emmanuel Barbari, do you care that I got to travel a little further to stadiums? You don't care, right?
I kind of care.
Kind of? Describe kind of.
I think I care enough. If it bothers you, it bothers me.
Okay. I appreciate that, Emmanuel. Thank you, man. What bothers you? I wanna empathize. What bothers you? Anything?
That's a great question. But if I had to travel further to stadiums, I think it would bother me. So I empathize with it.
Yeah, who wants to stay downtown and now got to go out to the burbs and with 50, 60, 70, 80,000 people just going one direction, you got to sit in traffic to leave, and it's terrible.
Traffic is the worst.
Oh, it is.
And why needlessly create more of it?
They don't money.
Yeah.
people are going to show up and go anyway. And it's just the money. Hey, good luck to the Chicago Bears. If they move to Arlington Park, hey, look, don't ever expect to see me out there. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of money, oh, my God, we found out how much money Messi is going to make. Yes, Lionel Messi is going to be playing in the MLS. He's going to make more money than any athlete here in North America. I will explain. I'll get to more of your calls.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I just want to say thank you for being on this show and giving me some good content, giving me time to leave my girlfriend's house, giving me some time to chill, relax, and listen to some good sports news.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. You know, we've talked about Victor Wembanyama coming to the United States of America, physically arrived on U.S. soil Monday afternoon, mobbed at JFK Airport. We talked about Draymond Green opting out of his contract, trying to get a long-term deal. And I told you right before the break, and I'm going to get to your calls momentarily, 855-212-4CBS. Lionel Messi, we found out about his deal when he joins Inter Miami in the MLS. It's been reported that he is going to make between $50 to $60 million per year. That's the start. That has absolutely nothing to do with the equity he's going to get in the franchise. That has absolutely nothing to do with the deal that he is working out with Fanatics when it comes down to merchandise. It has nothing to do with the money he is going to receive from Apple as it relates to streaming rights for people to see Inter Miami. Like, Messi's coming over here, and it's the big time. It's the big time. MLS contracts are typically capped in that $600,000 to $700,000 range. But the MLS, because it is a growing league here in the United States of America, and they want to attract top-tier talent from outside of the United States of America, guys like David Beckham, this is ultimately why this rule was introduced, teams can add three players per season that exceed what you would typically see in the salary cap. And so it's gonna allow Messi to say, hey, yeah, 50, 60? Yeah, we could bring in Messi for that, and they can skirt the salary cap to do so. So, yeah, the rich get richer, and Messi's coming over here to make tons and tons of money. And he can do it, I guess, with a clearer conscience than going to play in Saudi Arabia, which has already given him tons and tons of money to be an ambassador. So I guess he wants the freedom of Miami. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Christian, he's calling from St. Charles. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Christian?
Hey, JR. Always enjoy listening to you. I was just sitting listening to you tonight and wasn't going to call in until I heard you talking about Chicago and the stadium wanting to be on the lakeside, and I just have to take a little bit of issue with that.
Sure, go for it.
As a season ticket holder, I'm telling you, you say nobody wants to drive to Arlington Heights. Well, if you fly into Chicago, you're 15 minutes away from Arlington Heights. You fly in on a Friday night, you're going to sit in an hour and a half of traffic to go to the Loop, which is fine. The restaurants are great. I love the city. I work downtown. But as far as getting to Soldier Field and the parking and the tailgating, Arlington Heights is much, much easier to get to. The infrastructure will be much better. It'll be a covered stadium, and nobody – I sat there on Christmas Eve in 10-degree weather. Nobody wants to sit there in that stadium anymore. And believe me, I love Soldier Field. I love what they did. I don't love what they did with it. I'm glad they kept the columns. But, yeah, I know you said you've been to Chicago, but, like, going downtown in the Loop and then getting over to Soldier Field, it's probably going to be the same amount of time as being and staying in the Loop and getting out to Arlington Heights on a Sunday. It's just not that far of a drive. It's right outside the city. Again, flying to O'Hare, if you had to go straight to the game or leave straight from the game to go to O'Hare, you don't want to be going through all that traffic in the city. It's right there. The convenience and everything else will be like first class. And believe me, people will still stay in the city. People will still enjoy
Christian,
everything.
I'm not debating what people will do. I know people will do it. And okay. I know, you heard me say I've been to Chicago. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Too many times for me to count that I've been to Chicago.
All right.
And I could tell you this. When I come to Chicago, ain't no reason for me to stay out near the racetrack, man.
No, of course you wouldn't stay there.
But this is my point. If I'm going to Chicago and I'm going to be there for, I don't know, 4 days or a week, what I'm – like you just said, I ain't staying out that way. I'm going to stay in the city. And to be a little bit further out from the airport, no thank you. I don't want to do that either. It's enough that I'm going from the airport into the city, and that's where my ass wants to stay. And so if I'm going back out to that direction, you know where I'm going?
To the airport.
And leaving. Correct. Okay, absolutely correct.
All right, JR, what I'm trying to say is you're going to be staying in the city, right? All right, so you're going to fly in on a Thursday, go out to the game, and probably leave right after the game to go to the airport. Out there.
It's no,
a 50-minute drive while you stay. Enjoy
Christian,
all those 4 days in the city.
No,
but you
Christian.
Don't, like, whether it's a
Christian,
field,
Christian,
or,
listen
sorry,
to
go
me.
Ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead.
You don't have to tell me on the structure. I'm telling you what I do. And
okay,
I've been to my share of stadiums and arenas all over the country. Okay.
I believe it.
Proximity is good for me. I know how to get in, and typically I'm going to a stadium before they even open up the doors to the public. And a lot of times I might stay after, or hey, I might also leave early. And so I'm not necessarily worried about putting on an orange suit and tailgating. I'm not worried about any of that. I'm walking. And my friends do that. That shows you how much I know. I walk right over, bro, and I leave. Okay? It's simple as that. I don't care about the food. I don't care about this. When it's over, it's over. Are there people that are going to do it? Yes. People do it all over America. But I can tell you, I am not trying to drive anywhere.
All right. And I feel that, JR, but you did say that nobody wants to drive to Arlington Heights, and that's not true. I already drive from an hour west of the city to go to Soldier Field.
Well, that's an exaggeration. Nobody, for the most part, anywhere wants to drive out. Will people do it? Yes. People love their teams. Just because they do it don't mean they want to.
Don't live in the city, JR.
I understand that, bro. But who wants to drive and sit in traffic?
Nobody.
There you go. So what do you argue with me? We know people are going to do it, but who wants to? Nobody.
It'll be less traffic in Arlington Heights. That's all I'm saying. As a resident in the city and a person who works downtown on a daily basis, it's less traffic going to Arlington Heights than it is going down to the Loop.
It's correct. It's a commercial district. You're right. But nobody wants to drive out there, bro. Who wants to?
Man, I appreciate you, man, JR. I listen to you all the time. I wasn't even going to call in tonight, but, man, you sparked me. So I just had to make this phone call, man. I appreciate you, man.
Thank you, Christian. Appreciate you, man. Ain't nobody trying to drive anywhere. Do you want to drive to work in the morning? Nope. You going to do it? Yeah. Do you want to drive out to, I don't know if you live in New York, do you want to drive out to the Meadowlands? No, who wants? Nobody. People will do it, but who wants to drive? Nobody. 855-212. Barry's calling from Boston. I know he's about to tell me about Fox. Hey, Barry, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, Foxborough. My brother lives in Foxborough. It's out in the middle of nowhere. But, Jay, I don't disagree with you too often. But your last call, Christian, he was spot on. I could not agree with him more and disagree with you more. I think he hit it on the head. Football is different. It's different than basketball. It's different than hockey or baseball. I'll give you two examples. When you look at Arizona, the Suns are downtown. They play downtown.
And they get and
it's phenomenal. I can't think of his name. I had it on my head. Who's the white guy from Canada that coached the
Steve Nash?
Steve Nash. I saw him warming up, and I watched him during warm-ups, and he did the same. Anyway, so I went to a Suns game, and then I traveled out to Glendale. Glendale's beautiful, absolutely, but it's in the middle of nowhere. And it's the same concept with the Tampa Bay Rays, who happen to be in first place. By the way, my Red Sox are in last place, but we won't talk about that.
Well Barry, hold on, Barry, because I want to hit the break, but I want to talk to you.
Okay.
The Rays have historically had trouble attracting human beings out there forever. I was just in Arizona during the whole Super Bowl week. You know one place that I did not go for the entire week that I was in Arizona? You want to know where I did not go? I refused to go?
Glendale.
Correct. The stadium. Did not go. Refused to go. Wouldn't move. You want to know why?
No, I don't. I can't guess why, but why wouldn't you want to go?
Because it is far and in the middle of nowhere.
That's true.
Well, but hold on, Barry. I'll put you on hold for a minute. Yeah, there ain't no convince. I don't want to drive nowhere. If I got to sit somewhere and I can walk, when I go to Arizona, you know what I can do? I can go see the Diamondbacks. Been there, done that. I can go see the Suns. Been there, done that. It's like two blocks away. A block away. The Cardinals, why do I want to see their little quarterback get smacked all over the place? No, thank you. The JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments. So, I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's gonna totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I wanna see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save 40% on selected products. Get 40% off selected products right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.